Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker.
Sing Amazing Grace. Ms. Hammer go sing Amazing Grace.
Fannie Lou Hamer is often called the spirit of the civil rights movement. She used to sing to reflect her belief that the civil rights struggle was a spiritual one. Hamer ran for elective office 3 times. She helped launch the Head Start preschool program, and she co-founded the National Women's Political Caucus. Her soulful singing were often songs that were handed down to her from her mother, a sharecropper. And Roxbury artist Echo Holmes brings Fannie Lou Hamer to light in a new book titled Voice of Freedom, Fannie Lou Hamer, Spirit of the Civil Rights Movement. The book was awarded a Caldecott honor this month, and Echo Holmes is with us in the studio. Welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you for having me.
So you illustrated this book. It's a children's book.
Yes.
Voice of Freedom. Why did you want to illustrate her story?
Well, I'd heard of Fannie Lou Hamer. Probably the thing that most people have heard about her, her famous quote, "I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired," and also knowing that This Little Light of Mine was her signature song. And it's also a song that I find very meaningful because everyone has a light. So when the opportunity came along, I said, this must be for me.
So you didn't know that much about her. You knew of her, but
exactly.
You didn't know her story. And her story is so powerful.
It's fascinating.
Yeah, it is really fascinating. What struck you most about it, do you think?
I think one of the things that stood out to me as I did my research was the important bond between her mother and her, because I wondered, how does this little girl come up in a sharecropping family and grow to be this powerful orator, influential woman in the 60s, someone that people look to for inspiration and strength? How does that happen? And a lot of it had to do with the influence of her mom, and I think that really stood out to me. My mother was a big influence in my life.
Yeah, you know, we actually have a clip of tape of her talking about her love of music and her mother's influence in her life on that. Let's listen.
Sometime we would have to be in the field, you know, at about 4:30 or 5 o'clock. And after we had, you know, picked cotton all day long, late over in the evening, it would be looked like lonesome in the field. And then you would hear my mother start singing, "Oh, Lord, you know just how I feel. Oh, Lord, you know just how I feel. Oh, Lord."
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's Fannie Lou Hamer. Singing, she was talking about the influence of her mother. How did you, in this book, Equa, portray the importance of her music and the influence of her mother? It's been tough.
I think early in the book, when I'm looking at her as a child, the first thing is you have to realize there aren't any photographs available of Fannie Lou Hamer as a child. So I had to imagine who she was as a young girl and how that spirit that she had might have shown itself in her at a very young age. In one of the early illustrations, she's in the field with her 18 brothers and sisters and her mother and father, and she and her mother are the largest figures in the piece, and they're in close proximity.
18.
Yes. I think it was 18.
Yeah,
there were 22 of them that went out every day from, as she says, can't see to can't see in the morning. And her mother, I'm sure, is talking to her about life, singing to her, sharing her story. And then in the next spread, she talks about how her mother gives her a black doll and teaches her that black is beautiful at a very young age and at a time when that wasn't a popular slogan.
And then, of course, she starts to get involved in activism, really.
Much
right?
later, though.
Yeah, 1962.
She was in her 40s.
Oh, so she goes to a meeting, right,
mm-hmm.
where young people are pushing voter registration. And until then, she didn't even know that African Americans could vote.
Absolutely.
Which was fascinating. And you, when you illustrate this in the book at that time, you've used sort of newspaper clippings with words involved about
Absolutely.
Civil rights. Why is that?
Well, I think that newspapers mark our time. You know, the paper that came out today is a one-shot deal, and it encapsulates selections of what's happening in our world right now. And so I like to use those in my collages because I can reach back to the 50s, the 70s to mark my pieces in that way.
Hmm. Let's go also back to a little bit more to more of her story. So we're talking about her activism in 1962 and voter registration. And I think it was hard to realize it wasn't all that long ago, 1962. Mm-hmm. And the amount of animosity and the retaliation that she faces for trying to register to vote was incredible. And she actually lost her job from Mr. Marlowe, who was her boss at the plantation, told her that because she had done that, she could no longer work for him. And in the Harvey Richards documentary, We'll Never Turn Back, she talks about this. I want to play a bit of her describing that. Let's listen.
And I went down the 31st of August to try to register. And after I had gotten back home, Mr. Marlowe told me that I would have to go down and withdraw my registration or leave because they wasn't ready for that in Mississippi. And I said, Mr. Marlowe, I'm trying to register for myself. So I had to leave that same night after I had gone down in August. And then I spent one night with Mrs. Tucker, and after about 2 days in September, they shot in the house 15 times, thinking that I was there.
And it's just incredible to hear her describe that. And then subsequent violence, she was put in jail. She said that the police had other inmates beating them.
Exactly.
I mean, it's such a terrible story. How do you portray that in a way that doesn't frighten kids too much in a children's book, but also make sure that they get the message of what was going on at that time?
Well, I think that this experience of creating children's books is definitely a conversation between the words and the pictures. And some things are said and some things are illustrated. And that's part of how you can make it such that children can still receive the story. I would recommend that a book like this be read with a family so that everyone can have the experience and children can ask their questions as they go through the book. But I use color to suggest certain things. In many of the illustrations, for instance, Fannie Lou Hamer has on a yellow dress.
Oh, I noticed that.
To say that, you know, through it all, she still has a light that can shine and can be a beacon for other people. I think that the writing in this book is exceptional. And the author, Carol Boston Weatherford, has used Fannie Lou Hamer's own words. That makes it a very authentic story as well. And I just enjoyed the challenge of trying to decide what needed to be illustrated and how best to do that.
Right. Describe your collages and how, just briefly, and how you kind of put those together. What do you use?
Well, I'm a huge hoarder. if you come to my studio, be prepared to navigate your way through lots of paper and ephemera from, I never throw anything away. And I found that there's a place for it in my work, whether it's newspapers, magazines, photographs, wrapping paper, fabric. All of those elements are in this book to best tell this story the best way that I could.
My favorite in the book is the one that you have with the story titled Motherhood. And mm-hmm. that is where she is speaking about adopting two daughters because of something terrible that happened to her. Can you describe
right.
that story?
Well, she had gone to have a growth removed, and while she was under, the doctor gave her a hysterectomy because there was a law at that time in Mississippi that poor women should not be reproducing. And rather than have a conversation with her about it, they just took that liberty. And she was a very loving woman. I read a couple of books about her and her neighbors, black or white, described her as a very loving person who would have made an excellent mother and did to those two adoptive daughters. So that particular piece has a lot of color and light and warmth in it.
It's beautiful. It's really beautiful. Let's talk a little bit more about her story because it is so powerful. You know, we talked about her activism and about retaliation at the time because of her activism, but she did go on, you know, to become spokesperson for the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. She helped form the Mississippi Freedom Democratic Party. She addressed the 1964 Democratic National Convention. She went to Guinea at one time.
Harry Belafonte.
I mean, she really was able to do a lot. Ran for political office. I want to hear another clip of her, and this is from a meeting that she led. This is Fannie Lou Hamer at a meeting, I think in the 60s. Here we go.
So I fought a good fight.
Yeah.
And I've kept the faith. You know, it's been a long time. People, I have worked as hard as anybody. I have been picking cotton and would be so hungry, and one of the pausing things about it, wondering what I was going to cook that night.
All right.
But you see, all of them things was wrong, you see? And I have asked God, I said, now, Lord, and you have too. And ain't no need to lie to say anything. Said, open a way for us. Said, please make a way for us, Jesus. Said, where I can stand up and speak for my race. And speak for these hungry children.
That's a clip of Fannie Lou Hamer. I'm wondering, Equa, why do you think that she still resonates today? And why did you think that you wanted to do this book in particular for children about her? What is it about her story that you think is good for children to know?
Well, I think one of the important things about her story that's reflected in that clip you just played is her deep faith. She felt like civil rights was not just man's fight. It was also God's fight. And as long as she was on the side that God was on, she was on the right side. In terms of the opportunity to do this book, I'm a visual artist, and she's an incredibly interesting character. She's a Black woman of strength, determination. What's not to love about a project like that? I love children's books, and I have since I was a girl. I still have books from when I was a little girl, from when my son was young. So it was the perfect medium at the perfect time and a perfect story. And I'm just thankful and blessed to have been involved with it.
I'd like to go out with a little of Fannie Lou Hamer singing This Little Light of Mine,
awesome.
Which you mentioned was her signature song. This is her singing it at a mass meeting. She sang the song as a girl and throughout her life. This is Fannie Lou Hamer singing This Little Light of Mine.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Equa Holmes is a Roxbury artist. She's illustrated the book Voice of Freedom, Fannie Lou Hamer, Spirit of the Civil Rights Movement, which just received a Caldecott honor. To see these illustrations, you can go to our website, radioboston.org. Equa, thanks very much for coming in today and speaking with us.
Thank you.
And this recording and the others you heard today are from an album of Hamer's songs and speeches titled Songs My Mother Taught Me, compiled by folklorist Worf Long for the Smithsonian's 1983 Voices of the Civil Rights Movement Symposium. That's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR. I'm Deborah Becker. Have a great weekend. Join us again Monday for more Radio Boston.